Welcome to another episode, the first episode of a new decade.
Yeah.
Of the Amateur Tarot Pod. On this podcast, we two thoughtful, non-mystical hosts use the power of tarot to answer your questions.
For entertainment purposes only.
That beanie-wearing, hoodie-wearing, sweatpant-wearing host was Ben.
You're giving too much away. And that guy wearing a hat and a sweater and blue jeans is Kevin.
And here we are.
Back for another decade of Amateur Tarot Pod. The second decade of Amateur Tarot Pod.
It's going to be a decade for the books, I think.
Yeah. You think that people, like anybody started a podcast like 3 weeks ago, and then they were like, the second decade of my podcast.
I mean, if you kind of think about it, like it's not really that far from being like, we started a podcast 3 years into a decade.
Yeah.
And we still count that as our decade.
Yeah. Yeah.
So second decade.
Second decade of Amateur Tarot Pod.
Wow. I never thought I'd be a part of something that spans decades, but I'm glad.
But here you are. You're part of a long running project.
I'm glad. I'm glad that I'm here. It's a good place to be.
Welcome back. Hopefully you enjoyed your holiday break.
I did enjoy my holiday break. It was kind of nice. We got to hang out a lot before the holiday, and now we're back here hanging out again.
Yep.
So we got like a week break from each other, which is kind of rare.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And you all got a week break from us.
Yeah.
Which is rare.
Probably needed.
The live show, which was quite long.
How was your holiday?
My holiday was good.
That's good.
That's all I have to say on that.
Perfect.
It was good. What was your favorite gift?
Oh, I got a pair of pants.
Okay.
Yeah, they're from Lululemon, not Ned.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're called the ABC pants, so they're like stretchy material, but I can wear them to work.
Oh, okay, those kind of pants.
Yeah.
Nice. So,
pretty pumped about those.
That's good.
I have to get them hemmed, though, because I have short legs.
I understand.
Yes.
I understand.
What about you?
My favorite gift probably was a pasta maker, like a pasta press.
Oh, like, is it the attachment that goes on to your KitchenAid?
Yep.
Nice.
And then you put dough in it and pasta comes out the other side.
Oh, wow. I'm going to have to come over sometime for pasta.
I've made pasta with it once and it was good.
Good.
It was a lot of work, but it was good.
You know what? I like that. I think that's definitely a good gift, and it's a kind of the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, here's what we do on this show.
Well, we start out with, we need to update this.
Do we?
Well, because we start out with a performance review, but the fluid update, I mean, this is, 2020 is the year of the fluid update.
Yeah. Have you used that cup that I got you yet?
I have not.
Okay, cool. Great. glad that was your favorite gift. Glad you've been getting a lot of use out of it.
Have you used the hourglass that I got you?
I mean, I've turned it over a couple times. It's sitting on my desk.
I really the bed on that one.
I will say that I haven't used any of the decaf coffee that Brian got me yet.
I drank that energy drink.
You drank it that day?
To its entirety. Well, I only had a couple sips during the podcast, but I continued to drink it throughout the day. A little bit too sweet for my taste.
Okay.
I like sweet things, but it almost had like a bite to it.
Hmm.
But it was good.
So on that subject, though, you said that we need to update the outline because a big part of 2020 is year of the fluid update.
Yeah. And I have big plans for the fluid update that I teased with a text to you.
Yeah, you texted
today.
Me.
Yeah.
And I'm excited.
It's going to be pretty big. So I think we start off every show with the fluid update.
Okay.
And that's where we're going to put it in.
That's a permanent part of the show now.
Right. And then after that, we do the performance review.
Okay. Which is a semi-permanent part of the show because
it's kind of wishy-washy. I mean, it's always good to reflect on past shows, but I think the fluid update is going to end up kind of taking more precedence over it.
Then we do the part of the show that's, I mean, it's permanent, but we're not in love with it. You know, we could take it or leave it. It's the spread. It's where we have gotten a question from you, the lols, and then we answer that question using tarot. And the way that we do that is with three cards that we draw. And in the order that we draw them, they represent the recent past, the current action, and the future 100% money back spiritual goal guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only outcome.
Book it. That was a good one to start 2020 off.
Thank
you. You did a really good job with that. After that, we do the card of the week.
Then we have the outro. We land the plane. We leave.
Yeah. It's funny looking at like the outline here and like thinking, because we had been doing some cleaning at the end of the decade, and like the next thing to go is probably the spread.
Probably that. That's on the chopping block.
Yeah.
We'll see if it makes it through 2020.
Because I like the card of the week. I like being able to, you know, kind of go on a riff about what it stands, like, you know, who it applies to and things of that nature.
We're still an amateur tarot pod if we just draw one card a week, right?
Yeah.
Because we still are using it.
Right. It'll end up turning into like, hey, here's our token card of the week that we have to do.
That we have to do, contractually obligated.
To be able to be considered a tarot podcast.
Wouldn't it be funny but then in like 2 years from now, there's no card of the week, no spread. It's just conversation, but it's the amateur tarot pod.
Yeah. Yeah, that would actually be really funny. It's more of just like the fluid update.
Yeah. Yeah.
We just have a spinoff we are definitely going to do an end of 2020 recap with the fluid update because there will be enough.
I feel like I've got to start writing down like the fluid and then your descriptions and ratings or whatever's coming.
Oh, don't you worry. That's a part of my master 2020 plan for the fluid update. And I think this is a good segue to get into the fluid update.
We don't have a song, but
insert song here.
Yeah.
Well, we're working on it. Yeah. Not really, but we probably need one.
Yeah.
Okay. So are you ready for my idea for the fluid update?
Yes.
So the basis is already there. New fluid every week.
Sure. And I see you've got one in front of you now.
I do have one in front of me now. I made a pit stop before I came here. The idea that I have is a ranking system throughout the year. It's going to require me to make an Excel spreadsheet.
Okay.
Or Google Sheets, probably.
Google Sheets, sure.
Yeah, because I'm on a budget here. Mm. I'm going to rank each beverage that I try on that 1 to 8 scale. It's going to be a sliding scale, right?
1 to 8 sliding scale.
So, you know, this first week, whatever the beverage is that I have is going to be number one just by default.
Sure.
And then once I get to 8, right?
Okay.
So that 9th one can replace
something in the top.
Yeah.
Okay. But then like next week, if the drink is better than this one, it will knock it out.
It'll be number one spot. And sure. This other drink will be number two.
Okay.
Right. And the idea that I have, which I have to figure out mathematically, is how I'm going to weight this because each week that you stay at number one is going to be worth X amount of points.
Oh, okay.
But this first drink is going to have 52 weeks at that.
Yeah.
So
it's kind of unfair because the last drink, the 52nd drink.
Right. So each week is going to have a weighting of like 1/52nd, I think.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So if you're at, like, this is 1/52nd of week one.
Mm.
And then it just gets like there's a multiplier for each week. And that's how we're going to level it out. I still have to figure it out specifically. But yeah, there will be math involved.
Yeah. And then maybe at the end, we should have like a knockout, like an 8 knockout.
An 8 knockout. What do you mean?
Like, because because that last drink doesn't really get a fair shot. I'm like, what if this drink from today is still on there? It's been so long since you've had it. And so I feel like we need to take those top 8 and then we need to drink them all at once.
100%.
And I'll participate in that too.
Yeah.
Maybe. And we can sort of.
Well, that was my other thing that I was going to say is that do we both want to start drinking from week one?
And
we both have our own ranking systems throughout the year.
I think this is your thing. This is your baby. You're going to drink for the 52 weeks. And then if we do a knockout tournament at the end for the top 8, then I'll drink.
Yeah. And maybe we like bump it up. It's not like a knockout tournament. It's going to be like a top 16 for the year. But yeah, I mean, I think that there has to be a lot of time dedicated at the end of the year to the rankings that we get throughout the year is just going to be like something that we base off that end of the year power ranking where it's like this person definitely deserves to be in the top, even though it's only been on here for 3 weeks. So we'll have to use some judgment on that.
Okay. So that was a big setup. But now we have to start week one.
We have to start week one.
Week one.
Week one, I have a sparkling ice kiwi strawberry naturally flavored sparkling water.
Okay.
It's pink with antioxidants and vitamins, zero sugar. This is one of my favorite like go-tos. I'm a big soda drinker.
I've seen this one before, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm trying to kind of get away from soda.
Okay.
That's my 2020 goal is to drink less soda. Hopefully none, but I don't think I can do that. So, yeah, this is what we're going to do.
Okay.
I will say that I have already cracked it and started drinking it in the car.
Couldn't wait. I feel like this one could be at the top spot for a while.
Yeah, I think so too. It's sweet. It is refreshing. Yeah, it's not like overly sweet though. So it's just kind of like a good little flavor in mm-hmm. your mouth. Also keeps you hydrated. So
number one for this week.
Number one, sparkling ice kiwi strawberry. Sorry, I'm reading the side of the bottle.
Sure.
So Taking Rain donates a portion of its revenue to fund breast cancer research. So
that's good too.
Yeah, it's also just like, I feel like we're going to a good cause.
Do you think that Brian, who's listening to this now, like shaking his head about what the show has become?
Yes.
I will say though that this is like his fault because Fluid Update wasn't a thing. It was just occasionally you had a drink and we commented on it. And then he made a joke about, oh, when's the part where we do the Fluid Update?
Right. And then he made it a thing.
So he has himself to blame.
Yeah. But also like maybe he's just like a puppet master.
And so he wanted the Fluid Update.
He wanted the Fluid Update and he kind of just like, used trickery to get us to start doing it.
Well, that's Fluid Update.
That's the Fluid Update.
All right, now I guess we're going to go to the performance review now.
Yeah, we don't have a lot to talk about in the performance review, although, I mean, since this is the first episode of the decade, it might be good to kind of reflect on the last decade and then also on our live show.
Mm.
A lot of stuff going on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I would say that the last couple months of the decade have been the best.
For the show. How long have you been on the show?
Since like June, right?
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Definitely hitting our stride, that's for sure.
Yeah. I mean, the Fluid Update became a thing. The spread becoming less of a thing.
The spread's becoming less popular. Fluid Update is on the rise. No more item number 9.
Gone. No more thank you too. And then there's also, we just recently stopped promoting our non-existent internet content.
Yeah, we don't have anything else to promote. I mean, that's what we've actually come to. This is our thing. We're all in on this. No more I'm making all this up.com. No more Scouts Tarot.
Gone.
This is it.
And for the live show, I thought it went well, you know? I thought it was fun. It was awesome to have everybody in the chat hanging out with us. Maggie called in. That was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I really enjoyed it. I had a good time. I don't really have more to add about that. I mean, I think there should be more of that to come.
Yeah. Now we're out of the performance review, and now I think that we have to, like, eat our vegetables.
Okay, fine. Let's go to Queer's Corner.
All right, here we are in the spread. This week, we have a question from Terry from West Virginia. And Terry says to us, I've been composing for a year and a half and have about 3 albums worth of music. How do I get it out to the masses so I can quit my job?
Check out my SoundCloud.
That's what the kids are doing.
So pre-advice, I don't know much about the recording industry.
Me neither.
Or albums. What kind of music is it, does he say?
He doesn't. He just has been composing.
I would say that 2020 is, in like the time that we're living in now, is probably the best time to ever be recording this stuff because it's so easy to connect with listeners and things like that. Mm-hmm. As far as platforms to do so. Now, on the promotion side of it, making sure that that's people tough. Are listening, that's definitely difficult. But at least you have things like Spotify and
SoundCloud,
YouTube, things like that.
Yeah.
To host it on there. As a person who also records things for their enjoyment, the promotion side of it is very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
We're lucky because we have the Facebook group and things like that.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that took time to build. I just kind of walked into it.
Yeah. Yeah. And even then, it's not like we're Ezra Klein.
Ezra Koenig.
Yeah.
Well, Terry is not like Ezra Koenig.
No, neither are we.
Neither are we.
So let's turn to the cards. Ear pick shuffle. Okay, that was bad. That was not a good one for 2020.
Ear pick shuffle.
Flip the Hermit.
I like the Hermit.
Okay.
So the Hermit is a man standing on the top of a cliff, holding a light up and looking down, and they also have a staff. Yeah, it's a basic card, mm-hmm. but I think just from looking at it, like it tells a lot. Like that figure is very telling.
Yeah, and I think for the question, it makes a lot of sense because the hermit's all about isolating yourself and really focusing on you and doing stuff on your own, not seeking the advice or opinion of others. And it sounds like that's what Terry's been up to. Terry's been making this music and hasn't really been sharing it with the masses, just been keeping it to himself, making these three albums. And that's been something that is a project, like a solo project.
Yeah, I think it's pretty on the nose. I like it.
Here comes the present. Flip. Ten of Cups.
The Ten of Cups is a family looking out over a pasture and a home, their arms raised in celebration, and there's two children that are twirling around on to the right of them with the Ten Cups in exultation in the sky.
That is correct. So the Ten of Cups is about completion. It's about the end of a journey. It's an emotional journey and one here where you have the family celebrating together.
Yeah, I don't think you can really get more on the nose than these two cards.
Go on.
Well, you had the first one's the solitude, the hermit that is, you know, doing this thing in isolation, which we already applied to Terry, mm-hmm. and then the Ten of Cups, that completion card. Okay, this work in solitude is finished, and now you're ready to share that.
That's good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here comes the future. Flip. Uh-oh. Ten of Wands.
So the Ten of Wands is a gentleman that is carrying the Ten Wands. And the thing that I remember about this card is there's a better way to carry these cards.
Mm-hmm.
Which, and I'm going to jump you off with like the explanation of the card. It's like, that brings us to the question almost.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, what do I do?
Yeah. Well, I think this goes back to what you were saying about making stuff for fun versus promoting it. Like making stuff is full of happiness and joy. And we're seeing that on the 10. And it's like this nice, emotional, positive experience. And then the promotion side of it can burn you out. Like that can take the joy of making stuff. And you know, wands are about passion. And so the promotion aspect of it can steal your passion and sort of burn you out on it.
Yeah, that's really good. And I like that explanation a lot. I don't necessarily have anything to add.
It's not like good advice. You know, it's not a positive message. It's not a positive advice.
It's definitely not like a positive message or, you know, positive advice, but I think it's I guess answers a question,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, looking at these cards just from like their image of telling a story of like that spread. It's my question to Terry is, why do you make the music?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Are you making it for yourself? Are you making it for your friends and family to enjoy?
Because that's what you see in that like present card is the friends and family and the enjoyment.
Right.
And the positive feelings.
Yeah. And it's almost like, and I think of that friends and family, and I don't want to, you know, the Ten of Wands looks like it's like a mass marketing type. Like, how do you bring it to everybody where maybe you really should just focus on. When you say friends and family, I mean, you know, a smaller bubble than like trying to make it something that you quit your job with.
Yeah.
Friends and family isn't necessarily just sharing it with your actual friends and family, but it's,
I mean,
a smaller portion.
It's like what you were saying before about the Facebook group.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost like our podcast, right? I mean, we could probably hit the turf running and make it a lot bigger than what it is, but I'm pretty happy with, you know, our community that we've built here mm-hmm. and that we have to share with. We have a fun time. Like, and I'm content with that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's almost like having that conversation with yourself.
Too. Yeah. That's good.
We just answered a lot of questions about ourselves.
Yeah.
And for Terry.
And for Terry. And a very efficient reading.
Very efficient. Tight, concise. That's how I like our readings.
Yeah, me too. It's the rest of the show that's sprawling and.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Terry.
That was deep. That's a deep way to start 2020.
Yeah, that was like a serious, good reading. Chunky. Not necessarily the answer Terry maybe wanted, but good advice.
Yeah, and I think just going back to it, it's like you can go that route of trying to make it a bigger thing.
You can go your own way.
it's not easy and it's very time consuming.
Yeah. And you have to end up like catering to all these, try to please everybody, which is going to rob some of the joy of creation.
All right, let's go to card of the week. So, oh,
I'm not doing well with the cards. Another reason to just get rid of them.
Yeah, Ben's having a tough card day. But while he's figuring out how to wrangle those tarot cards, man, is this going to be what 2020 is like? The cards are just kind of like fighting back about being, they hurt us.
Tossing them off the show.
Yeah, and they're fighting back. 2020 might be the year of the card, not the fluid update.
Okay, the cards are coming back.
So this card of the week is for everybody. It's the time to unplug your ear pods and plug into a speaker. If you're at Walmart, I am sure you can find out on the internet how to hook up to the PA system. Maybe that is something that you want
to
do.
Or again, go to the boombox section.
Oh, that's another good idea.
Plug it in.
Yeah.
The stereo section.
Again, obeying local laws.
Sure.
But yeah, because it's for everybody in Walmart. It's for roofers. We forgot about roofers for a while in 2019.
Yeah, well, it's not roofer season. You know?
True. That's true.
It's more like Christmas tree guy season, which is what we talked about that one time.
Yeah.
But even that's over now.
Well, that's over now. Oh, man. It really is like the worst part of the year, isn't it?
No roofers, no Christmas tree vendors.
I mean, snowplow guys?
Yeah. Yeah. They can listen.
Yeah.
All right. And here it is. Here it comes. Did we say what it was?
Yeah, the card of the week.
Okay, card of the week.
So the first card of the week of 2020.
Yeah. The week of sparkling ice, kiwi, strawberry.
That's what it's going to be remembered as.
Yep. Flip. The Knight of Wands.
A card that you love. Oh, yeah. I love the Knight of Wands. This guy is ready to get it. So it is a knight on top of a horse that has his two front legs in the air, rear end ready to go into battle. He's got that wand just posted there in a desert-ish looking place, and he's wearing like a yellow tunic over his armor. The Knight of Wands' primary principle is adventure. Allen writes, "The appearance of this card can often indicate a journey or a career endeavor that may be quite different from the previous experience. The Knight of Wands is also decorated with salamanders. This is a symbol for the element of fire, the creative life principle so closely associated with the suit of the Minor Arcana. The knight is faithful and can be trusted. He comes into one's life to give strength and assistance. Usually he arrives when the querent is about to travel or make some kind of physical move associated with his career. The pyramids in the background not only indicate a journey to a faraway place, they also signify stability. The querent can rely on the consistency of the knight and stability in his life, even though there may be changes on the horizon."
Okay. That's a good card for 2020. Beginning of 2020. Changes are afoot.
Yeah. I like it. I mean, yeah. I all knight cards are my favorite. Mm-hmm. I'm a big knight guy. I'm glad that I kind of hope we left pages in 2019.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That'd be good. We had a lot.
And we move on to the knights.
That'd be good.
Yeah. Adventure.
Adventure this year. Changes, not year, week. Just this week. The week of the sparkling ice, kiwi, strawberry. Adventure, changes, new paths, new journeys.
Confidence.
Yeah. It's a good one for the start of the year.
I like it.
Card of the week. All right. We're landing the plane. And honestly, I feel like I think the episode is the normal length. But we just had so many segments and so many things to do that I felt like we were just moving through.
Yeah, I feel like we made quick work of it, and it'll be interesting to look at the timer, but because we did have some breaks in there when we were recording, but it's an efficient year.
Yeah.
We have a lot to cover. We kept on top of it. We didn't really banter that much. I mean, we did, but like
not
it was
that much.
Constructive banter.
Sure.
So I felt good about it.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much this week to Terry for your question.
And thank you to the Lowells for always being there for us. And let's have a moment of silence for the Lost Lols.
Good. It was kind of a short moment of silence, but I felt good about it.
Oh, it was a fine.
We're trying to be more efficient.
Yeah. You can find us at amateurterror.com.
It's a website.
Yeah, you can ask a question there.
That website is still up, as opposed to other websites that we used to promote.
Yeah, we're still going to keep that one here so that people can go in to ask questions and find us when they Google tarot.
Yep. You can send us questions at our hotline, our Amateur Tarot hotline, 314-325-6047. You can text us or voicemail us there, and we will get to your question that way.
Another great place to not only ask a question, but also to get involved with all of the fun activities that we do throughout the year is in our Facebook group. And you can find that at facebook.com/groups/amateurtarot.
And please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. That doesn't cost anything, but it does help us out. It helps us move up the rankings, much like Sparkling Ice Kiwi Strawberry is at the top. We, too, would like to be at the top above the Amateur Traveler podcast.
I'm going to do a quick check.
Okay.
Because we've been going for 55 five-star reviews.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we can probably get over that. I hate seeing Amateur Traveler podcast. Still at 51.
Okay, well.
We're four away.
So help us get to 55 five-star reviews.
Yep.
Spoiler alert, magic is real.
But anyway, back to hotel floors. Yeah, like the people staying on 14 know they're on 13.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I've stayed on a floor 14 before.
How'd it go?
I mean, it went fine, but I was like the whole entire time I was thinking, like, I know I'm on 13.
Sometimes I heard that like some places will put like a little gap between 12 and 13. So that's like 14. So there is like a space.
Oh, so they actually do. Like,
I mean, I don't know if it's everywhere. I just heard that like some places do that. Or maybe they do it all. I don't know. Maybe I'm just making stuff up.
Humans are weird creatures.
Yeah.